time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. It's the year of the long weekend, people, and with over 160 locations across Australia and New Zealand, you'll be sure to find a Choice Hotel. Plan your next getaway at choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Molloy. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Nikki.
Massive show today.
Huge.
We've got all bases covered. We'll go from an apocalypse report.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on around the nation. $300 for a jab. Would you do it?
Yes, please.
It could happen. That's one idea being mooted. We'll have an Olympic update. So much to get through. What happened at the cycling track last night?
I've
never seen anything like it.
Extraordinary,
at
wasn't
that
it?
Level.
I know.
We will talk through that and a few other results. Our mate Nath Valvo swings by for
good
the first
you,
time since his gig in Currumbin.
Wonder how it went.
I'd like to get his side of the story. We spoke to Denise Scott. She didn't speak glowingly of
Nath.
Oh,
that's right. It was,
there was a bit of tension there,
Wimbledon night, and some
yes.
things went on.
There'd
yeah,
been
no,
a
I remember
couple
now.
Of margaritas had. Next thing you know, game on, mole. We are doing What a Dick today. Who's made a total dick of themselves?
Oh, I love it.
There are so many stories to cover in this department. We'll cover a doctor who's been charging for COVID injections.
That's terrible.
He'll get the ball rolling.
Idiot.
Merrick Watts will check in with, see how he's coping. There'll be billionaire news. So much to get through. Cannot wait.
Let's get
buckle
into it.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Australia,
thanks to Choice Hotels. Plan your next getaway at choicehotels.com for the lowest prices guaranteed.
This is Molloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Molloy's
Apocalypse Watch.
Alrighty then, quick COVID update around the nation.
Where we at?
Victoria, all good,
mm-hmm.
all quiet, don't okay. poke the bear, just go about your business,
right.
being sensible,
fingers
masks
crossed.
Inside, yeah. outside if you can. Queensland, welcome to the big leagues.
Mm.
16 cases locally acquired, all linked to the Indooroopilly State High School cluster.
Yeah.
And bugger me, Queensland is working to find out if a COVID positive case in Cairns.
Oh, no.
Is active or historical.
Hopefully.
You can't lock down in Cairns.
No way.
Of all the most beautiful places in the world to be able to not go out.
That's right.
Yeah, I imagine looking out the window going, oh.
Yeah, I could be out there right now.
I could be out there right now.
There's a great barrier reef right there. No, stay indoors.
Good Lord. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Take your medicine, Queensland. They've, by the way.
Yeah,
they're doing everything right in that part of the country. New South Wales, of course, the big news continues to come down. It's tough.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's going to be a tough road out of there. 50 active in the community today.
Yeah.
Still 199 cases.
Mm-hmm.
They are not taking it all that well. I think they're starting to collapse a bit under the pressure.
Right.
Some people in lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what it's like.
It
we know
hard.
It's tough.
It is.
You just got to hang in there. And thank God for the Olympics, Dave.
I know.
That's all I'm going to say.
It's a good distraction,
half
isn't it?
The country locked down.
Yeah.
We owe so much to the
right.
The Olympic Games going ahead and our athletes going bonkers in and out of the pool.
Just gives you something to wake up and do in the morning.
Just you feel okay about sitting there
that's
and spending
right.
the whole day in front of the TV, getting the family round and having a chat.
Yep.
It's got us through some tough times.
You bet.
Thank you, one and all.
Well done,
but couples are struggling. And this Airtasker ad from Mascot.
Right
near Sydney, I think speaks for a lot of us.
What happened?
Basically, they put an Airtasker ad asking for lube, condoms, and lemonade.
Oh,
quickly.
Okay.
ASAP.
It was a crisis call, was
well,
it?
Well, I'd say so. They want Lifestyles, Luke's silicone lubricant.
Right.
They're specific about what they want.
A little bit too specific.
Do you reckon Naturals Intimate Gel Moisturing Lubricant?
Okay,
all right. Yep,
yeah,
sure.
You get the idea.
And some lemonade. I don't know. Maybe a little wind me down.
But here's the thing, you can still go out and get essential items, right? You can still go to the supermarket.
Well, which one of those are you considering as essential? The lemonade?
But,
lube? What were you doing? Why? Pull over, driver. Why are you not at home? Are you exercising? No. Is it medical?
Well, could be. My point's in that
what
department.
What are you doing? I'm buying lube.
Okay.
All right. Get out of the car.
I remember years ago, you weren't able to go to a supermarket and buy that sort of stuff. You had to go to a bloody chemist and get your dingers and all the rest of it.
That conversation.
Had to sheepishly go up to the chemist and ask.
A pack of Fringers, thank you. And the biggest you have. Am I right, fellas?
It was very, very awkward.
Well, it was. Doesn't get any awkward. But here we go. Well, now you've got people dropping it off.
That's right.
That's the world you live in, kids.
That's where we're at right now.
That's where you're at right now. That's a big air tasker job.
That's amazing.
I'll tell you what, that guy should wear a mask. The guy delivering that might want to be in the full
hazmat.
So here's another one too from New South Wales. Keep your head, chins up, New South Wales.
Yep.
People can start to get aggravated.
Yeah,
the bagpiper at Petersham Park has been put on notice.
Oh, I'm not the bagpiper.
He has. Facebook group has come for him.
And
they've left a note on the park. Dear bagpiper, I understand lockdown is hard and we all need a creative outlet. Mm. However, it's been 8 days.
I mean, all day, every day, we get a little bit tedious.
If that was my wake-up alarm, it would have...
Every
it's been
day.
8 days and just now it's starting to
wear a bit thin.
Yeah. Can you please consider taking a day off? Take the day off. Come to the park with some bongos.
Bongos will
fix it. One day on, one day off. Bagpipes one day, bongos the next.
If you're playing You're the Voice by John Farnham, I think it's completely fine to do a little bagpipe.
Long way to the top.
Long way to the top as well, but all day, every day, we're squeezing the old bagpipe. I can feel your pain.
All right, we get the idea. Keep trying.
When we come
back, let's turn to some Olympic news. Let's turn the frown upside down and have a look at what's going on. Specifically, what the hell happened at the velodrome?
Driving you home, this is Malloy.
Well, it is the Olympics. It's day 11 and the Aussies are continuing to, up there on the medal tally.
Unbelievable.
Top
I think
five.
We're still fourth
Unbelievable,
at this
isn't
stage.
It?
It's an amazing effort.
China won,
team.
USA, Japan, Australia and ROC.
Punching above our weight, well, as always. And it's not over yet. Lots to enjoy. A few of the teams from the team sports didn't play at their finest, I have to say.
Bit of a bummer last night.
Yeah. Unlucky. That was a goal. Yeah. I just don't get why it wasn't sent to VARs. Yep. It was just insane.
Not fair.
And women's hockey team, very unlucky, but congratulations to the Indians who are through. However, in other areas, there was carnage in a number of venues last night. Let's go to the velodrome where Australian track rider crashed after his handlebars snapped off.
It was extraordinary.
During the team pursuit qualifiers. Let's have a listen to live action.
Thanks to Channel 7.
Been a big effort already. And the handlebars just broke.
Alex is just like, what happened? Goodness me. You do not see that happen.
You don't see that happen in the park.
No.
You don't see that happen on one of those e-bikes.
No.
You don't see that happen.
That didn't happen on my dragster back in the 70s.
At 70 kilometres an hour, he face-planted. He had to get on and they restarted.
Right.
And he had, you know what a burn's like.
Oh, yeah.
Right down the front of his face.
Could have hurt.
And,
real hurt.
It'd be real smarting. Someone would be copping an absolute mouthful. Okay, just a question. Whose job was it to, I don't know, attach my handlebars? You had one job,
mate. Someone got an Allen key handy?
I mean, they are virtually lying on them. They're putting a lot of
pressure.
So imagine if that comes loose.
Yeah, no good. Centre of balance, over the top.
Should have gone with the...
Oh, yeah, like the chopper handles.
The chopper handles.
That's right.
What are these ones called, the wide ones?
Yeah, I remember.
Choppers are up like this.
Oh, yeah, but you had your cyclist, your racer, then you've got
tell us what's the real wide ones that your hands were out at the side. That was
right.
You could do that.
Okay.
Maybe they should have ridden dragsters.
Possibly. Bring that to the Olympics.
I can't think of a bigger failure. I remember watching America's Cup when the Australia 2 snapped in half and sunk.
That's right.
That would have been...
Yeah. Monumental disaster.
A monumental disaster. Mm. I've seen a couple of Origin Blue rockets blow up on
the
pad. But you can't at a velodrome. You don't get to a velodrome.
You're at the Olympics.
You're at the Olympics, and you're in a team sport, and you're going like the clappers, and out of nowhere, Wooshka.
Yeah. Nah,
I should replace him with a BMX guy.
That's right.
Just have the BMX as one of the four drivers. Get Logan back.
That's it.
He can be the fourth.
Jump on. Off you go. No good. You had one job, Mr. Handlebar guy.
he's got a helmet on, but nothing on the face.
No.
Nothing on the face. Still waiting to hear someone tell me what those handlebars are.
So the handlebars on a bike, the real wide ones. All right.
Wide
133.53, you know.
Kids, producers. We've got about 8 out there. Oh, damn it. Look at them. There are people ringing up to give me that information.
Okay, come on. Find out.
Okay, let's go to Andrew Hoy. Congratulations.
Oh, well done, sir.
He becomes the oldest Olympic medalist. It was silver and bronze in Tokyo.
Is that
at
right?
64.
Good on him.
At 64, he should be coming onto the arena on a mobility scooter. Forget a thoroughbred horse.
Yeah.
He should, instead of trying to jump over them,
yes,
ducking under them on his mobility scooter with shopping in his basket. What are you doing, mate?
No,
you're 62.
Still, no, I say good on him. We had our 48-year-old gymnast. Now we've got our 64-year-old
He'll
Olympian.
Need a boost to get onto the dais.
Maybe.
He'll need a ramp.
Andrew Hoy. Well done, sir.
Andrew Hoy. Have you got a quote from him there?
Yeah, here it is, from Sunrise.
Yeah, it's just absolutely wonderful that I can continue and still be healthy and active in the sport. And there with Vasily De Lassos, he's just the most extraordinary horse. He's, we've got a great partnership.
Nice.
Unfortunately, the horse was put down afterwards.
No! Say no, that's not true.
Well, he did, because he's, you know, it did a lot.
Terrible.
Hey, we're still getting calls through now. We'll get to them in just a moment.
It's the handlebars, the wide ones. Time.
The diving. What about the diving,
what happened
Dave?
Last night? I was not
the worst
the diving.
Flop at any Olympics.
I didn't
a diving
see it.
Got 0.0.
Oh, no.
In the women's 3-meter springboard semi final.
Okay.
After basically she lost her balance and just like did a pin drop off the. In her defense, she didn't leave much of a wake.
Okay. Points for that.
I could have beaten her. I could have beaten her with a bomb, horsey. The white dolphin. Do you know the white dolphin?
I do not know what a white dolphin is.
The white dolphin is I jump into the water and I go under.
Yeah.
And while I'm under, I pull my speedos off. And when I come up, my bottom just breaks the water and I duck dive again. It's like Migaloo, like the white whale.
Okay.
And well, that would have beaten.
Why is that not in the Olympics? Wasn't the white dolphin?
You know I've cliff dived in the
I have heard
in
this.
The grill.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to go into it.
No,
now,
no, I've heard that.
It's a harrowing story.
You're more of a white whale than a white dolphin.
Todd's on the line. Todd, what are the wide handlebars on a bike called? Mm.
The Adelaides, they're called.
Are they the Adelaides? I don't know. What state are you calling from?
Victoria.
No, see, I grew up in Victoria. They were called something else completely. The real wide ones.
So the choppers are the up.
The choppers are up and about.
Up and about.
Up above your heads.
And you got your races,
these
which
are going straight out the side.
Looking.
Aaron's on the line. Aaron, what are you calling them?
Ape hangers.
Ape hangers.
I
see, that's not what we used to call them either, but I get the idea.
All right.
Thanks for your call. Andrew, what are you suggesting, Andrew?
Yeah, they're called Western handlebars.
The Western handlebars. What Western. State are you calling from?
I'm in Victoria.
What do you say? The Westerns. I'm getting a lot of Westerns. I'm getting a lot of Adelaides. I'm getting a lot of ape hangers.
Yeah.
It's not what we used to call them when we were kids. I'm very worried about this. I'd like you to keep calling
Star
me and get involved. Hey, we've got to move on.
Yes.
There was more Olympics to cover, but I think we've got the big ones out of the way.
Yeah, well done.
When we come back, what a dick is our
it's
segment.
Been ages
and
since we've
a
done
chance
this.
For you to get involved.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Merrick Watts coming up in the next 10, 15 minutes. Nath Valvo will be joining us in the second hour as well.
Big show once we get over this little hurdle.
You can't move past this, can you?
I can't move past it. So when we're all running around, we're making bikes in our backyards and you had different shaped handlebars.
Yes.
And you'd have, butterflies.
Butterflies. You got your
choppers,
racer ones, your choppers.
Yeah, races.
Yeah.
And the real wide ones. We're getting a lot of calls for Adelaides. Okay, so I'm not denying that Adelaides are in the mix, but that's not how I remember them.
Brendan Munns has got me on Facebook here at Malloy. He says, are they cruiser handlebars, Mick?
Not cruiser.
All right,
Brendan, no. Andre's on the line. Andre, what did you call them?
Mate, they're called cowhorns.
Cowhorns, yes,
right.
But maybe now, but not in my day. When
okay.
we were younger, they were called something else. Right. Duke him anyway.
Case of Brick Lane draft coming your way, Andre. Thank you.
Tony, what are you going with?
Mate, back in our day, Mick, they were called monkey bars.
The monkey bars, bang.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Monkey bars.
The monkey bars. Thank you, Tony.
Monkey
well
bars.
Done. Who got the monkey bars out?
Right.
I don't know there's a difference there. Adelaide, I'll pay Adelaide. I'm getting a lot of calls
I
for
like
Adelaide.
That,
I'm getting
Adelaide.
A bit of hate mail now for not acknowledging. And what's Pat saying? Pat, what do you call it?
Where's Pat? There's Pat. Hey, Pat. Go ahead, Pat.
Yep. What do you call them?
The skid bars.
I'll pay that as well. But it's the monkey bars for me. Get out the monkey bars.
Monkey bars.
And I'm going to attach some monkey bars and go and do some panning. I love it. Well done, all. Okay. Time for a bit of this.
What a dick.
Yeah, what a dick. Been a while,
this is, it's been a while since we've done this. And today it's in honour of the Sydney GP charging hundreds of dollars for COVID vaccines.
What a dick.
You can't do that.
Charging residents in southwestern Sydney hundreds of dollars to receive the Pfizer vaccine.
Well, it's free.
It's free. It's none of your business. So for you, in a health crisis, when we're asking everyone...
That's it.
At the moment, we're trying to offer people incentives.
Yeah, that's right.
To go and get it done. Mm. You're actually charging people. It's you're ridiculous. Doing exactly the wrong thing.
Yep.
You are un-Australian. You're a giant dick.
Right.
You should be done. There's a few suggestions as to how we... The incentive? Do you have the grab there?
Yeah, from 7 years. Here's what's
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is proposing incentives for those who get fully vaccinated, including greater travel freedoms. Labor is pushing for a $300 payment for all Australians who get vaccinated by December.
Yeah. $300. That's only going to work if you make it retrospective, my friend, and anyone who's got it gets $300 because people have done the right thing.
Jumped
should
the gun,
not be
got in early.
Punished for
100%
that. So that is work. This could be the greatest thing since the baby bonus.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Do you remember the baby bonus?
I certainly do.
There was a baby bonus. Have one for
the country.
One for the country.
Yeah.
And if you had a baby, you get a bonus.
Yeah.
And we have not sold so many flat screen TVs in this country.
It's unreal.
As
isn't
there
it?
Was during the time of the baby bonus. I don't care what happens. Whatever it takes to get people across
I'm
the line. I'm in for having one of these big, like a $10 million. Raffle.
Like a lottery.
Like a lottery.
Great idea.
For everyone who's in it.
So if you're vaccinated, you're in the lottery.
You're in the lottery.
And then it's a guaranteed winner.
And you stand a chance and you do it. I don't care. Just get it done. Whatever it takes to get it done.
Get us out of this mess.
Roxy Jacinco.
Oh, what's she done?
Has just bought her daughter Nine a $270,000 car.
What a dick.
Wait, how old's the kid?
Nine.
Oh, come on.
Nine. The daughter
the
PR
car.
Maven, Roxy Jacinco, bought a brand new car despite the fact she's years away from getting behind the wheel. Apparently, the kid's got $900,000 followers and does earn a bit of coin.
Righto.
Being exploited by mum on Instagram. No one's asked, can a 9 year old consent to being used in that fashion? Or?
Sure. But she's.
I don't know, but have a look. There's her $270,000 car for a 9 year old. Mum, you're a bit of a dick. Is that fair?
What a dick.
Yes, I think it is.
I had a matchbox car.
Hey, Whitney's joined us. Whitney, you've got one. Who's it, Whitney?
Yes, hi.
It's called a microphone.
You're just talking to an imaginary, microphone.
Not, no.
Hey, what a dick.
I did.
What a dick.
You just talked into an imaginary
you did.
Microphone.
You looked into the fresh air and started talking. Oh,
okay.
Weird.
Are you okay?
You're
all right.
I'm good.
You're all right. All right. Great. What would you like to
I was going to present to you two girls from this year's Bachelor.
From Bachelor. So Bachelor started.
What a dick. Yeah,
hang on, mate. You've gone way early.
Sorry, beg your pardon. I better hear the story first.
So what's the Bachelor? Bring us up to speed. The
Look,
Bachelor.
Just when you
Oh,
think
this is the airline
the pilot.
The first officer.
The first officer. Mm. Yes, not the pilot. Yeah, so there's been a bit of controversy because the girls have gone even, you know, more loopy if they could.
Yeah.
And the C word's been dropped.
No. C word's been dropped by who?
By, well, one girl was saying it behind another girl's back and then that girl went and confronted her.
Right.
And we've got some audio.
Okay, from The Bachelor.
Really inappropriate, but it's fine.
Don't you think that your behaviour is slightly more inappropriate than me questioning
Then calling someone to see you next Tuesday? Probably not.
When did someone call you a
Would you like to ask everyone?
Just now?
You? Supposedly.
I didn't call you a
Carly and I did overhear you say...
When did I call her a
Let's drop it now. It's
when
really inappropriate.
There with Jimmy. It's fine. Like, we don't have to lie about it.
I don't think I said that.
Okie doke.
What a dick.
You get the idea. 133353. Your chance to get involved. Who's been a dick? Dicky behaviour? Who do you want to out as a giant knob? 133353. Give us a call.
Malloy on Triple M.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Merrick, Watts is coming up soon.
What a dick.
No, he's not a dick. No, he's not a dick. Hey, that segment we're doing now. No, you know it. Merrick,
I'm still
going to
go
Merrick.
Whitney talking into it. Yes. That's our new senior producer.
Yes.
Who's come in here and talked into an imaginary microphone.
Just talked into fresh air. It's called a microphone and it goes up the transmitter into people's car radios and radios at home. How about that?
We'll get in trouble in a minute. Better press on. Yep. We're doing What a Dick.
Yeah, yeah.
We're thinking of people out there who've made giant dicks of themselves.
Love it.
The guy who attached the handlebars to the Australian track rider.
Oh, yeah.
What a dick.
What a dick.
Seriously, you got one job. Get involved.
Come on.
Would you? What about this guy? A man.
What?
He's a dick, but I kind of like him. This could be you.
Off what?
A man shames a restaurant by weighing a steak at the table to prove his meal is underweight.
What a dick.
So he's been promised a 350-gram steak.
But the scales.
He's got the scales out. Mate. He's put it on and said you're under.
Got a refund?
I don't think he was asked to stay. I don't think he complained it was under.
That's unreal.
What was prompting the chef to remake his meal?
It's got a point, though. You're paying full price.
Dave,
if you're paying full price and you're getting something that's only three quarters of that, I'm with that guy.
What a dick.
To the chef.
Butchers have been putting their thumb on the machine for ages.
Righto.
You know what they do now, too? They inject them with water. If you get a puffy steak, someone's injected it with water, which increases the weight.
Really?
Be very careful with
interesting.
That. Yeah. You're a giant dick.
We're talking to an expert here.
Chris Hemsworth is selling his Byron Bay pad.
Oh, what? What a dick.
Already?
Come on, Chris.
He's just moved in.
It's taken longer to build than the pyramids.
Yes.
I mean, have a look at the thing. Who are you selling it to? Westfield?
Westfield Byron Bay.
You can't do that. If I was one of his neighbours, I'd be very upset. I've been putting up with this
forever.
Trucks and everything forever.
Where's he going to
move
to?
And now it's done. He's off. He's off to buy the... I don't know. Chris Hemsworth started construction. Just on myself. It's gone. Yeah, he's going.
Jeez.
Do you know what I might do?
What's that?
Hoping for inspection.
Put a bid in.
I'm going to just open for inspection. Should I have a floor plan, please? Imagine how big that'd be.
Massive.
The size of a tennis court, just the floor plan.
We should do an outside broadcast from there.
I go, I'm here. I'm an interested buyer. Just wander around the house. Maybe open his jock drawer.
Yeah, that's it. Sort of kick the walls.
Line his doona.
That's it.
Yeah. Snap one off.
Okay. You are the dick.
What a dick.
Phil's on the line. Phil, who's the dick?
Hey, boys. The big dick is the Olympic official who awarded the dual gold medals for high jumpers the other night.
What a dick.
You're dead right. There can't be two gold medals in the same event unless you're on the same team. Two different countries, two gold medals. Work it out. It's never happened.
Yeah.
You don't get together to decide to collude and go...
Two silvers and then that's it.
Two silvers, gold. Off, hit the road. Yeah. Well done, Phil. Jack's on the line. Jack, who's the dick?
Surely Novak Djokovic for his carry on.
What a dick.
For his behaviour at the tennis all round, so on court and off court. So on court, he's throwing his rackets around. You don't see a lot of that. So it's higher, faster, stronger, shirtier.
It's the Olympics shittier. Too. You know,
it's the Olympics. What's the Olympic spirit?
Pull your head in.
You can't be doing that. And he's crack at the American gymnast, Simone Biles, probably out of order too.
All right.
What a dick.
I would have thought he's... Mind your own business on that one, unless you know all the facts. Right. Well done, Jack. Duke him, Dave.
Oh, a case of Brick Lane Draft. You can get it at Dan Murphy's, but we've got a slab coming your way. Well done, Jack.
Well done. Hey, Tim's on the line. Tim, who's the dick?
Olympic theme again, boys. It's got to be the referee from the Matildas game last night.
Oh, what a dick.
I've looked at that 100 times and I do not see it.
Not fair.
I don't know why she didn't refer it. I don't know why they can't look at it and go, no, that was absolutely...
Get the right decision.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's tough, the team sports, because you can float through the rounds and then a team, it's sudden death for three or four rounds. That happens more often than not in the team events. It's sudden death. Well done, Tim. Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane for you as well there, Tim. Thanks, mate.
Let's go to Dwayne.
Sure.
Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne.
Who's the dick?
The guy that rang up before and called the handlebars cow horns. Cows don't have horns.
Well, cows don't have horns, but there is something. Mate, Dwayne, look. Yes, you make a good point, but there is something called the cow horns. Not in real life, but in the handlebar department.
So the bulls have the horns.
Dwayne, bulls. Oh, Dave,
man,
thanks for the biology lesson.
The
they also have balls, mate. That's another difference.
Oh, Dwayne.
Like saying, duke him. Just
a case of Brick Lane Draft. I respect that.
All right. I think we're done. We're going to keep taking calls if they come up. 1-3-5-3. Get involved. Come on.
Merrick, what's next?
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Catching up with Nath Velvo in the second hour. Don't know whether the song whispery back or not today, but lots to come.
The song whispers back.
He's back, is he?
Yeah. Well,
got a slot for him.
You've written it.
All right, okay, we'll go ahead with that
again.
Are
you denying it, or?
No, I've written something, but...
you wrote yesterday. Yeah. Was that yours, was it?
Yeah, it's all mine.
Right, the reference to the Catholic hymn.
That's him.
Yep. That's you, because you have a very sound knowledge.
How great thou art.
How great thou art is the best made-up hymn I've ever heard. It sounds like one.
It's true.
Every
it's
word
an actual
is used
hymn.
In another hymn.
Yeah.
Now, there's been a couple of crazy things coming out of Sydney. I mentioned them earlier. People going mad in lockdown in Sydney. One couple, rang up and asked for lube, condoms,
that's
and lemonade on Airtasker. Someone else made a complaint about bagpipes.
Yep.
I think they both may involve our next guest, Merrick.
Oh, here he is.
Back from Sydney in lockdown. Merrick, how are you going? Is any or all of the above, is that you? What have you done? How are you coping?
Tuny, I'm feeling great, Mick. Like, seriously, since I spoke to you on Friday and I went off and cut that mullet into my head,
oh my God.
I feel entirely reborn. Now, you can see me on Zoom.
I just can see you.
Look at it.
Now, yes. The word that comes to mind is age inappropriate.
Is
oh, yeah, 100%. No, this is the teenage...
Look at his hair. He's actually a haircut. Oh, my God.
But wow. This is going to blow your mind. I actually... The person who cut my hair is not a professional at all. It was actually just my wife. Now, you can tell by the couple of chunks that are missing, but it's small details. But this is the the haircut of choice of teenagers at Maroubra Beach before they stab you. So what I'm doing is I'm essentially taking the fear away from this, the control, the power away from this haircut by being a 47-year-old father of two. I'm going to diminish the strength of this haircut, and gangsters will no longer want it.
They won't want it. In fact, they're all putting on wigs as we speak. Well done to you. Mm. It's a bold effort. I'm presuming you have no TV gigs in the next.
No commitments.
So often.
Oh, no. I was out of the house today. I filmed two episodes of a television show today with this haircut.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And they won't go to wear for like weeks and weeks and weeks, maybe months. And I've got another two on Thursday I've got to film. So that's four episodes I'm going to appear
with that
on.
Haircut.
Yeah, with this haircut.
That is for all time. Well done.
Yeah, I know. Look, it sounds brave, but it's just SBS. So, you know, when it's SBS, like, to be honest, the stakes are pretty low. They're pretty lucky to have me, if I'm honest.
Right. They would have you any way they can. They would have you with a rat's tail, no doubt. How was it getting out of the house?
Yeah,
did it relieve some of the pressure or the tension?
Oh, it was unreal.
So I know you've been cracking up.
Yeah,
it was great. I had to get a permit. I had to have a rapid test when I got to the studios and obviously checked out fine. Everything was good. But there's lots of protocols to follow, of course. You know, being an essential worker in entertainment, you don't know what it's like. But I had to have this special permit that I had to carry with me the whole time, which basically stated that I was allowed to travel. And I was just going, I'm sorry, I didn't realise it was 1939. Sorry.
What is this, Checkpoint Charlie?
Exactly. Just going, oh, my God, I should have dug a tunnel to the studio. It would have been...
That's right, like, mate. You're
where's
stuck
Steve McQueen and my motorbike? That's how I'm going to get there.
Well, you got in and that's the main thing, and you're out of the house because I was starting to worry... Mm. About your behaviour, evidenced in your haircut, but you were, to my eye, starting to look a little frayed around the edges, a little troubled.
Mm. Well, Mick, you've done a longer lockdown than I am. I'm into week six, and I know, obviously, people in Melbourne did 121 days straight, and so I want to get some advice from you because some people have suggested that I've lost my mind, and when I say some people, I mean myself, which makes me think that I have lost my mind.
Yeah.
I've got a mullet haircut. I'm thinking about what else I would normally get done outside of the house and doing it here. And I just want to know, like, is this one of the telltale signs? And tell me if there are any telltale signs. But I am thinking about giving myself a homemade tattoo because I can't get one outside. They're very big in Maroubra. I'm thinking like a little 2035.
Stage three, I call it. Stage three. The homemade tattoo. I got a big bucket of Kentucky right around my chest. I don't know. I just thought it'd be a real chick magnet.
It's a chicken magnet.
Week four, stage four. I was stringing myself to the roof with hooks like Richard Harris in A Man Called Horse.
That
was one. And the other one, I found this one interesting. When you get the Vegemite out and you apply it to your face and you hide behind the couch playing a bit of this music. Okay. This is the repeating the phrase.
All right, you couldn't. Going to Apocalypse Now, Colonel Kurtz.
Yeah, bit of Colonel Kurtz action, yeah.
Oh, that's good. You know? I don't even think about that. But now, like, see, I don't know if these are warnings or suggestions. It's really hard to tell in my state.
Mate, you will go through all of those at one stage.
Well, they feel like they should be cautionary tales, but something says to me, do that, Mez.
And then the last one is running around at night naked, living off berries, and then getting back into the house. Nez, is there, we've got to go. Is there anything we can do or provide for you?
Actually, I had a big think today because I had some time out to kind of think about my situation, and I thought, what would be great if I could get some thoughts and prayers.
Okay, on its way.
Yeah.
We're thinking about it. It's Merrick Watts from the attic of his house. Thanks, Mez. You're listening to Malloy, Song Whisperer. Then it's Nath Valvo. This is Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Nath Valvo coming up in the next hour. Got some billionaire news as well. What's going on?
Sure.
In the world of the rich.
There's a lot going on. We might check in with a small town in Adelaide.
Yeah.
As well, which we like to do. South Australia, awesome. At least. We've got calls ringing saying some cows do have horns.
Yes. So, thank you. Sam just got us on Facebook, said the same thing.
All right.
Then he called us
calm
dummies.
Down.
All right.
What did we decide it was? The
monkey bars.
Monkey bars.
Yeah.
The monkey bars. Thank you very
I've
much.
I've not heard of that before, though.
Oh, well, you're an idiot. Dave.
Okay.
Well, in your days, it was a penny farthing.
You.
In your day.
I used to put footy cards with pegs into the spokes. Made yourself like a homemade motorcycle sound. All right, that was just me. Okay.
Did you have your little flag out the back as well?
No, I had a pack rack. Had a pack rack to put your school bag on, and then some kid at school thought it'd be great to get the bolt cutters out, and he,
you bullied at school?
Was I bullied?
Were you bullied?
No, I wasn't.
You strike me as a type who could have been.
Say that?
Hey,
no, I was all right.
Time for a bit of this, Dave.
Okay.
Dave, the song whisperer. Jury is out after yesterday's debut when I'm not convinced you wrote the synopsis.
Oh,
we tried you last week and all you did was read out song lyrics.
Yeah.
I gave you the weekend to think about it. Then you've turned up and made references that you could not be yours.
How great thou art.
How great. They're trying to crack at a...
Didn't think that was me.
No. So I'm going to give you another chance to redeem yourself.
You have question marks.
All right. Song Whisperer Dave,
yeah.
Synopsis, please.
I could intricately...
Oh, my God.
I could describe the song for
you. Start again.
I could
intricately... Can you dump yourself?
Okay.
Go.
I could intricately describe the song for you, Mick. Really sort of dig into the minutiae of the meaning behind the lyrics and pick apart the personal turmoil being described, but I'll save you from that. What I will tell you... What I will tell you, that if this song was playing in a bowling alley, you probably wouldn't score a strike.
What's minutia mean, Dave?
Minutia, sort of digging into the details of something. Gotcha. See?
Right, so, Dave,
what
are you talking about a song that I... What are you saying?
Don't ask too many questions. 133353 if you know. Don't pick it apart.
Are you saying the lyrics are banal?
Yeah, I would say that.
What's banal mean, Dave?
A bit sort of boring.
A bit obvious.
It's a bit same.
Do you like the song?
Don't keep asking questions.
Can I ask you?
I do like the song.
It's a crowd pleaser?
It's a crowd pleaser, and it's right home here at this network too.
Okay.
And I've interviewed the band. Oh, I mean,
oh!
The singer. I mean, the people who performed the song in the past.
Is it John Bon Jovi?
If I can't say who it is.
133353, you get the idea.
Drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
It's going to be a cracker, make no mistake. Nath Valvo is in the house.
He is.
We need to get his side of the story regarding Currumbin.
Oh,
I've heard some stuff out of Currumbin that will fry your brain.
Him and Denise doing the show together.
Got a bit fruity. We'll get to the bottom of that.
Yep.
Billionaire news, up and running.
Right.
Cannot wait. There's some good stuff in there, including Melinda Gates, officially single.
It's on the market.
Hello.
Oh.
Advantage. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top.
With Dave.
It doesn't sound right, does it?
Dave the Song Whisperer.
Nah,
who got pantsed yesterday. They got you first time out of the blocks. Well, this is first caller.
I'm new at it.
You are new at it.
I've been up all night thinking about this one, so it's stressing me out.
Did you put a bit of time into this
one? I put heaps of time into this one, Mick.
Because I know you are a hard taskmaster when you put pen to paper.
That's what I'm known for.
You are. You know. I can just see you sitting at home in a smoking jacket.
Yep.
With a quill.
That Year 12 Wendery high tech has really paid off with this
segment. All right, synopsis please, Dave.
I could intricately describe this song for you, really dig into the minutiae of the meaning behind the lyrics and pick apart the personal turmoil being described. But no, I'm going to save you from that. What I tell you, if this song was playing in a bowling alley, you probably wouldn't score a strike.
Okay. I don't know whether it's worth digging into.
Don't ask too many questions.
All right, let's see what. Don't ask any questions. No follow-up questions.
I'm
making a statement and not taking questions.
That's right.
What you say.
That's how I'm going to roll
with it. That's what I say on the steps of the Magistrates Court about twice a year. Anthony's on the line. Anthony, song, please.
Tub Thumping, Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba. My karaoke song.
Is it?
I get some absolutely coming along. It turns the room. So what makes you say that? Because the lyrics are banal by reference? Is that what you're saying?
I just assume that because of the bowling alley reference, you wouldn't get a strike because you're knocking down some pins, you're getting them back up. They're not always going down.
You've been taken to the cleaners. First caller again?
No. Not right,
no.
Anthony.
Oh, Anthony, duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane Draft, though. It's on its way for you.
Stephen, your song, please.
G'day, boys. I think it's Riptide by Vance Joy.
It's almost like the complete opposite of a bowling song.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see them playing.
Why
this
do you say that, Stephen?
Down the bowling
alley. You couldn't describe it, Dave, and I don't think anyone could describe what he's thinking about when he wrote this song.
Okay, that's it, Dave.
Not bad, not right, though.
No, duke him, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane Draft for you, Stephen. Thank
Jason,
you, mate.
Your guess, please.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Yeah, hey. Good. Guess, please.
Got to be one is the loneliest number, doesn't it?
It's got to be. Now, Jason, you're laughing at your own joke here, aren't you?
That's Harry Nilsson, by the way.
Is it?
The original. John Farnham.
You using the phrase, it's the type of thing we would play here on this station a lot.
Harry
Are you Nilsson. Telling me?
Not a great deal of Harry Nilsson. No, that's not right.
But I admire your style, Jason. Duke him, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane Draft for
Darren's
you as well.
On the line. Darren, yes. Song, please.
Yes.
Darren, you don't ring up and it's not the song hummer. It's not the tongue whisperer.
If I'm watching you guys bowling, that's what I'll be saying.
Darren, off. That's a no.
Not the crash test dummies, Darren.
Thanks for your call, Darren.
Oh, very good.
Rick's on the line. Rick, hello, Rick. Guess, please.
G'day, guys. Yes, Oasis, Wonderwall. You're my
Wonderwall. I don't know if that's my bowling alley song. I don't know what the bowling alley link is. What is the bowling alley link, Dave?
You're about to find out when we get the right answer. Wonderwall, do you say
that? Are you enjoying this because no one's getting it?
No, because there's gutters in a bowling alley and you hit the wall and you want to bounce off the wall. Is that where you're going with that?
Well, sort of, but the main key was you said that you had an interview with them and you did interview Liam Gallagher a couple of weeks back.
Bad luck, Rick. Thanks for your call. Robert's on the line.
Hey, Robert.
How you going, boys? I'm thinking Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi.
And you're thinking again because Dave's interviewed him, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
It was a poor interview, but...
Okay. You get no prize. Let's go to the next call.
Hang on.
What?
Can't be doing that.
It was a terrible interview, he said. Hang on, John's here.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi. What Dangerous Dave on your station, Triple M.
It's great to talk.
You were sitting on the end of his bed
while
you did the interview. Justin's on the line. Come on, Justin. What's the song?
There you go, Mick. I think it is Spare Me the Details by The Offspring.
Why Spare Me the Details?
Well, the way he was rambling and saying he wants to spare the details and you won't get a strike if you bowl the spare.
Oh, well, there's the link.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, no.
Justin started. And Justin, you got tickets to go see Kings of
Justin.
Leon when you see yourself 2022 Australian Tour playing around this country, March to April. Tickets on sale through Ticket Tag. And you've got it. It is The Offspring. Oh, hang on a minute. It might be
Thanks
my mate Dexter.
Much,
this is Dexter from The Offspring. You're listening to Dangerous Dave, who's
Dave.
Not really so dangerous.
Dexter.
On Triple M.
Adorable.
Dave.
Not bad.
Dave.
All right, up next, it's Nath Balbo to join
yes,
us.
Yes, please.
The Offspring here. It's Malloy, Triple M.
This
is Malloy.
And joining us in studio right now, good friend of this show, it's Nath Velvo.
Great to have you
Hello.
Back, Nath.
I love being in person, the essential service so, that is radio with Mick Malloy.
Well, in case something does, it does crack me up that I'm considered an essential service as I peddle my toilet humour around the nation. But I believe the rationale behind it would be if something happens and people need to know.
Yeah.
Turn to Mick Malloy.
I am.
You're the guy.
I mean, I've often said that to people.
I'm the conduit.
Mick told me so.
Who what Mick says? Just be like Mick. Be like Mike.
You're like Batman. You're Batman. We send the symbol up to the sky and Mick Malloy answers.
My grandmother, Nanny Loy, was like Batman.
Okay.
She had the flabbiest upper arms. No, seriously. You're like Batman.
No comment.
Like, she could have won a Birdman rally. I'm telling you. Good to have you back. And congratulations on getting the Currumbin gig.
Oh, well done, mate.
I'm not here to plug Currumbin. What a weight lifted off my shoulders.
18 months in the making.
It's been, because we have you and we have Denise on, you both plug it. It's been happening forever. Oh, we were thinking of flying up and going to it. This would have been the greatest one night Currumbin has ever seen. Did they come? Did they love it?
Sold out show,
well done.
Which was incredible. Yeah. I love a bloody gig at the top of an RSL.
Sure.
Nothing makes you feel more alive as a comedian in this country going up the stairs and looking at vets. It just gets you in the mood
love
for
it.
Jokes about my sex life.
Right.
You know, this is what they fought for, Mick
Malloy. This is exactly right. I used to love it back in the day when we used to do RSLs, there'd always be some bloke who'd wander in. You go, just remember, have a good night out there tonight, and no dropping the F word.
Oh, okay.
That was it.
Okay.
You could do the most distasteful jokes in the world as long as you didn't use the F word.
No F bombs.
In the middle of it.
And also, what pumps me up before a gig, especially at an RSL, is when you have to put your name into a computer and it prints out a name tag in case you win the jackpot on the pokies on the way out.
Which sometimes, can be called in the middle of your act if you're not careful. Now, listen, we want to get to Currumbin because I want to hear your side of the story.
Uh-oh,
because
deny everything.
Well.
Well, Denise didn't have a great time, according to her. But was there tension between you?
I hope not. It may have been sexual tension.
Did you have a couple of margaritas?
I mean, I was on it. It only takes me one. I'm what you call a one-pot screamer.
Okay.
I don't know if you've met one of them in your life.
Glenn Robbins
there
is
you
the
go.
Closest.
So I had my two, so I was off like it was schoolies week.
And so afterwards, but there's no, because I think Denise, well, can we have a listen to what Denise?
Here's what she had to say on the show.
Well, Nath was snapping at me. He was snapping at me because he's going, have a look on my phone, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, oh, yeah, that looks great. And then I go, actually, I can't see anything without my glasses. And this happened a number of times. And he's like, oh, will you just get your eyes fixed? And I'm like, excuse me, young man.
He's
got to learn respect.
He's got a bit of respect for his elders. Is that a fair indication?
The woman can't see. I don't know how Scotty operates day to day. Plane tickets, times, set lists. She didn't know what it was. Oh, how does she live?
Is she holding stuff away from her face when she
reads it?
Wasn't
further enough. I was walking meters across the room and she still couldn't see it.
She also said that she wanted to go and watch Ash Barty and then there was a singer that wouldn't stop singing, so you'd agreed to go back to your rooms. But then you watched it separately but texted each other from your own room.
COVID safe.
Oh.
I mean, does it get more rock and roll than touring the country with Scotty, absolute dead set legend? She's in her room. I'm in the neighbouring room, both in bed. Good shot. Ooh, she just won that game. Ooh, she's going to win this. Oh, back and forth.
Oh,
I mean, it's what it's all about,
it's
kids.
Rock and roll. No one's checking a TV out the window unless it's got an episode of Insight on it.
I mean, and look, I'm not going to bag the acoustic guitarist. I don't know his name. Good luck to him. It's a tough year for music and comedy. But Ash Barty was playing in the Wimbledon final and it was on the big screen and we couldn't hear it because he was doing K-San in the corner of the RSL at midnight.
Can we hold that thought? Can we hold that thought, please?
Yeah.
I get it too. They're great and they're doing their job, but this is happening once
I mean, she's serving for the set. Enough with the encore, mate.
Yeah.
When we get back, I need you to talk me through this picture I'm looking at, which looks like your dog.
It is.
In a pair of underpants.
It is.
Okay.
It all checks out.
That should whet your appetite. For more with Nath Velvo.
The
the drive home, this is Malloy.
In studio with Nath Velvo, who, by the way, has got some shows coming from Melbourne and Canberra, parts of I'm Happy For You and Chatty Cathy. So the 27th and 28th of August at Chapel Off Chapel in Melbourne.
Good spot.
Tickets at chapeloffchapel.com.au and comedy.com.au for the Canberra Comedy Festival. That's the 21st of September.
Drop my name. I'm Canberra's favourite son.
Are you?
Yes.
Is that written somewhere on a sign, a statue?
Well, there should be. You're right.
The Prime Minister's and then Mick Malloy.
There should be a statue of me like David, but with a much bigger wang.
Sorry.
That can be arranged.
Sorry.
No, I was born there and raised there, and they treat me as their own. And when I come home, it's like, it's not a public holiday.
No, but there's fanfare.
A little bit of ticker tape.
Okay.
Beyond that, not much to see here. Okay, explain this. Now, we've all had a pretty hard lockdown.
Mm.
You may have had one harder than most. Explain what I'm talking about.
And I mean, a lot of people are still in lockdown.
Yeah.
But this is still not as hard as I've had it.
Okay.
Melbourne, Victorian lockdown 2 weeks ago. Yes. What was it, a week?
It was about closer to two in the end.
Yeah. Nearly 2 week lockdown, our fourth one.
Yes. Mm.
Drama, already quite high.
Yeah.
However, lockdown in a house with my dog who decided to get dog gastro.
Oh.
Now, if you own a dog and you're listening in Melbourne at the moment, they may have heard of this because apparently there's an outbreak.
Oh,
no.
An outbreak of gastro. Canine gastro. It sounds horrific.
Terrible.
And you had front row seats to one in your own lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have canine gastro. I mean, that would have been a bigger story that, it's jumped animals again. Here we go.
So explain this picture to me. Firstly, describe the dog.
All right, that's my Portuguese water dog, for those of you playing at home. Don't worry. I had never heard of that breed either until she was on sale.
Great. And what's she wearing?
She's wearing my old Bonds underwear.
Mm.
Now, the reason is... The dog had gastro. We were stuck in the house with the dog, but part of having this illness is that she was delirious.
Right.
So she didn't know what she was doing, right?
Aww.
She didn't know out from in, specifically speaking, as in the house outside in.
Yeah.
She was walking around the house, upstairs, downstairs,
anywhere.
Kitchen, just going everywhere.
Yeah.
People might be eating, so
who
can
cares?
Leave it up to you. All right, fine. Going absolutely everywhere. I couldn't handle it. I was like, I can't follow her around anymore. So I got a bunch of tissues.
Mm.
I put them in the Bonds, got my partner to hold her down, and then I whipped the Bonds onto her, cut a hole for the tail.
Cut a hole for the tail, look.
Oh, you have to.
I cut a hole for the tail. And look at it. Beautiful. Did the job.
Works.
Did the job. And then about 2 hours later, Cody, my partner, said to me, why don't we just go and get nappies? I was like, oh, yes, of course.
Good
point. So dog nappies.
Where do you go for those?
Exist, so look out next season of Shark Tank. Here comes Nate Valvo. Bloody dog nappies with a tail, with a hole for the tail.
Yeah, yeah.
So popped on down to Woolies, got some toddler pull-up nappies and did the job.
And look at that. She could be a nappy model, dog.
Definitely.
The dog doesn't look entirely happy.
No, it looks a bit of shame.
She's not happy.
She's not happy. But what she's happy about is I've actually entered her into the Bonds baby search competition. So depending on how the votes go, she may win.
Well, how is she now? And how did it resolve? How long did this go on for?
A week.
Right.
So she was in the nappies for about 3 or 4 days. I don't know if that's long or not. Vets might be listening to this being disgusted. We took her to the vet, by the way.
Yeah.
This wasn't self-diagnosed.
You should have gone to the Bondi vet. I'd love to see Chris deal with this.
Deal with this, you know, get some crap on his hands for once.
Sure.
And she's good now.
Right.
The nappies are off.
Okay.
There's a lot of poo in the house.
It would
have been like living with Johnny Depp. You know what I mean? It's like coming home and going, what have you done now? Well, that's amazing, and you've been through...
A lot.
A lot.
I mean, the word hero gets thrown around a lot in this country at the moment, but there you go.
Well, there you are, and especially when dogs do that thing, you know, when they do those circles with their bottom on the ground?
Yeah.
She could do the Olympic rings. Have you had fun? Have you watched the Olympics at all? Or,
you know what? I actually have. I've gotten into it. I've got off Twitter. I was being a health disease expert for a couple of years now, and I've swapped to a sport I've never seen before. Takes me a couple of minutes. I know what's going on.
Oh, you're an expert.
I commentate. I have like
you're
who's
an expert.
That? You know,
I love it. First sign of madness.
And I think there should also be medals for hotness. So at the end of every race, you know, gold, silver, bronze, done, and then let's line them up in hotness.
You know what you love. The Winter Olympics. That's what I call it, the Hot Olympics. Well, they're all Scandinavian countries. They're all the offspring of very rich, wealthy people who can afford to ski.
Yeah.
Ergo,
they
are from hot states.
Yeah.
Well, I just pick one at random, Sweden. and they're wealthy and they've got lots of blonde hair.
Yeah.
Lots of himbo action. Lots of.
Yes.
Seriously, wait, 2 more years. Ooh. 1 more year, One more year.
One more year. But I will say the Olympics every 4 years does play a very important role in sexually confused 13 and 14-year-old boys watching male gymnastics. And now if you watch that at the right time of your life, things happen.
It's a game changer.
It really is a game changer. So shout out to the 13-year-olds watching the male gymnastics.
Well done out there, kids. You'll be right. Hang in there. It's all good. Hey, dates again, please.
27th, 28th of August, Chapel Off Chapel in Melbourne. Two shows. And then the 21st of September in Canberra, part of the Canberra Comedy Festival.
Come along, Canberra.
Come along, Canberra. Get out there. Tell them I sent you.
Come along, ScoMo. Elbo, what are you doing? Get on down to my show.
Mandatory. Vaccinations.
There you go. Nate Valvo, it's Malloy on Triple M.
Driving you home, this is Malloy.
Actually, he's a billionaire.
These are billionaires, Richard.
Eccentric billionaire.
All that power, all that money.
They're a little unorthodox.
A little wacky, maybe a little crazy.
Malloy's billionaire roundup.
Wow. Yes, there's a lot of billionaire news. We have to get through it. James Blake, some of this stuff gets pretty techie.
Yeah.
So I've got him in. Have a nerd alert on standby. You never know. The billionaire roundup, just get into it. We'll start with Afterpay.
Sure thing.
Now, you told me you were going to buy shares in Afterpay. Well done.
You got in very early. James.
I distinctly remember looking at when the stock price was $11 last year.
Right
in the doldrums. Yeah. Now it's well in excess of $100 and they've just been bought by Jack Dorsey.
And you've made a fortune.
Nah, I never pulled the trigger on it.
You dickhead.
I never touched it.
You're all talk, mate.
What an idiot.
I kept thinking, nah, this ship can't keep going up and up and up. And sure enough.
Just so we're clear, the founders of Afterpay, Anthony Eisen and Nick Molnar, were mates.
Right.
They met after meeting late one night, putting the bins out.
Bin night, yep.
Really? They initially teamed up to sell some jewellery on eBay and then established Afterpay, which has gone on to be valued at $39 billion. Here's how it was reported.
Anthony Eisen and Nick Molnar, Afterpay co-founders. As neighbours in 2014, they came up with Buy Now, Pay Later. Today, they sold their company to global payment system Square. That hands Nick Molnar an almost $2.7 billion payday. Anthony Eisen, $2.62 billion.
Not bad.
Well done, guys.
I'd like to say a couple of things.
Okay.
Firstly, so they met at putting the bins out.
Yeah.
My neighbours need to pull their finger out.
No good.
Quite frankly. Where's my billionaire idea, you dickheads? I'll tell you your problem. Mm. Too many empty bottles in those bins you lot.
There you go.
Hey, how about coming up with $1 billion idea for your neighbour, Mickey?
Right.
Toot sweet. Unbelievable. There it is.
Afterpay, by the way, just to be clear, it's like a lay-by system, but you get to take it home.
It's like six installments. You take it home and you've got to pay it back.
Pay it off.
Six installments. That's how they should pay the Afterpay guys. sure. $39 billion. Sure. Here's your first three.
Installment. Send them a bill.
Cop that. How do you like it? There you go. My stupid neighbours. Sitting up listening to Creedence Clearwater at 4 in the morning. How about getting on to some good idea for me?
How about you actually put your bins out, though? Like, you get your mum to do that for
you. My mum will pass it on. If my neighbours had a good idea.
What's wrong with Creedence, by the way? I'd be happy with a bit of Creedence.
Yeah, but you're not slaving over a billion-dollar idea, are you?
It might be.
Unless you're in Creedence. You idiots. All right, now, James, talk me through this. The Porsche joining the space race. What's the deal?
Ooh, are they?
So there's a lot of money in sending freight and satellites up into space, and the Porsche family, they're going to get behind a startup to start sending some stuff
up into
space.
So we're going to send Porsches into space? All right, we're trying to explore the final frontier or pick up hot chicks. I mean, what are we trying to do? In space, no one can hear you have a midlife crisis. Who's getting the Porsche? Look at Bezos's. Looks like a jalopy.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
right.
Just down the road, beep, beep.
Mags, sunroof, hot chicks.
Hot chicks.
Yeah, toof, toof on the radio.
Hottest astronauts sitting in the passenger seat.
Can you imagine?
Ever.
Glamour's on.
All right, well, welcome aboard Porsche.
Yeah.
And finally, I need to talk you through this. We're listening. But Bill and Melinda Gates have finalised their divorce, which means coast clear, Mickey, to throw hat
Put
in
the
ring for Melinda Gates, who they reckon will be worth $100 billion.
Is that right?
I better go buy a couple of cardigans. Cardigans and some goggles. Hello, Melinda. My name's Mick.
She's keeping the surname Gates.
I bet she is. Is she on my list? Who's on my list?
Who have you got on your list? Samantha Markle, Chappelle Corby, all Gina right. Reinhart.
Okay. then the chicken heiresses, Cammy Ingham and Lucy Steggles.
The chick who faked cancer, she's on there too, isn't she?
The chick who faked cancer, of course she's there. Yeah.
Kim Yo Jong, that's Kim Jong-un's sister.
Oh, Mackenzie Bezos, she's there too.
There you go.
Where would you take Melinda Gates on a first date?
Oh.
The Apple Store?
Oh, just yeah, be that would really hurt.
Be like a sex shop for the tech.
It's very sleek. It does look quite nice.
You wouldn't go your Microsoft, would you? You'd steer away from that department now.
You'd keep that clear, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what you do. If she really wanted to annoy Bill Gates, who should she hook up with?
Oh, you'd get, well...
Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp. See her in a bed with Johnny Depp. Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher.
Nicolas Cage. You've gone from the most sensible man in the world to Charlie Sheen. Conor McGregor. I don't know. Am I the only one
possibly
thinking on this department? Well, she will go off like a firecracker.
Will she?
Guessing. Are we all done? Is that
I
all?
I think that's a wrap-up.
I think
that's
a BNS
comprehensive.
Stories.
All right.
And not one nerd alert in there. Well done. Well done all.
Can't help myself.
Okay. Nerd alert. Nerd alert. Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
And it's all thanks to Choice Hotels. You can plan your next getaway at choicehotels.com. That's for the lowest price guarantee.
Well, you're an idiot if you don't. Because Choice Hotels are the best in the business all around Australia, particularly regional Australia.
The best parts.
From Albury to Albury, from Brisbane to Bendigo, and anywhere in between, wherever bit of the big brown land you want to go to, look up Choice. They'll have something appropriate for you to stay at. And they're always in the best bits of whatever town they're talking
about.
Yesterday. Dave O'Neill said he wanted to go to Harndorf.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been researching it. Well, we've gone one further. We're going directly to Harndorf itself, and we're going to talk to Jason Duffield, the Managing Director of The House.
How are you, Jason?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Mick. Dave, how are you, boys?
Mate.
The Manor by House in Harndorf. That's your gig, is it?
It is, mate. Yeah, the family and myself been doing it up here for 30-odd years. It's a great little spot nestled up in the Adelaide Hills, about 25 minutes from Adelaide.
Sounds terrible. Sounds like you picked a terrible spot.
I've seen photos. It's amazing.
It looks off
unreal.
The charts, by the way. Tell us a bit about Harndorf.
Mate, Harndorf's got a rich history, actually. It's established by 52 families. The captain of the ship was pretty impressed by these people, so he helped them establish some land up in the hills. The ship's captain was Captain Harn, so they named it Harndorf.
They didn't spend a lot of time working on that title, did they? Your joint is to behold.
It's beautiful. Is that sandstone I'm looking at? Is it like a sandstone sort of building you got there, Jase?
It is, mate.
It's gorgeous.
The reception's a lovely sandstone building right on the main street.
And you got some beautiful rooms, some executive rooms. Hello, that's Mickey, spa suite. Good luck getting me out of that one. Here's the other bit.
Yeah.
As well as running the best joint in town, the Choice Hotel of choice. You're also the publican, is that true?
Yeah, the German Arms have been in the family for many years, and then we sold it and we've just brought it back. So
good on you, mate.
Plenty of eating and drinking that goes on there.
I went to Berlin, and the pubs in Germany, in particular the beer gardens, are the best I've ever seen.
I've heard.
You get yourself a pretzel,
get
yourself a strudel, get yourself a hot dog, all my favourite food groups. Are there, and you can drink out of big-ass glasses.
Yep.
So I fell in love with the joint.
Yeah, you can do all of that in Harndorf, mate. You don't need to go overseas. Jump on a plane and come to Adelaide.
A hidden treasure, and one of many in the great state of South Australia.
Yep.
Harndorf, put it on my list of things to do. Me and Dave are going to turn up together. As I said, we're going to turn up in Lederhausen. He's going to play the tuba, and I'm going to do the thigh-slapping dance. Oh, look.
Here we go.
Here I go.
Mickey and Dave.
Right now.
And we'll wander down to the German Arms. So good.
Good on you, mate. Managing Director of the Manor by House in Harndorf. Get along. One of the best going around.
Thanks to Choice Hotels. You can plan your next getaway at choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed. You're listening to Malloy on Triple M.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Done, cooked, over for another day.
Wait a check, please.
That's
I'm out of here.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to go home and get on the couch and watch more Olympics.
It's what you do every day.
Do you know what? No one will begin to understand what the Olympics has done to get this country through lockdown. If you take the Olympics away and the performance of our great team, there's a lot of bored people sitting around getting stir crazy.
Yeah.
But
thankfully,
it has timed out beautifully and we're going to go home and I'll watch our...
Well, the Hockey Roos are up against Germany tonight, which will be amazing. And the Boomers are going to play Argentina about 10 o'clock tonight. So
that's a big one. It's all happening. Yeah. Way to go. Who's on tomorrow, mate?
All right. Joining us tomorrow will be Michelle Laurie. Haven't checked in with Michelle for ages.
Sure.
Good to catch up with her. And Jim Jefferies from LA.
Jimbo. As the big
fella. Check in with Jim. Hey, if you missed today's show, we had Nate Belvo earlier. Why don't you get the podcast? You can catch up. You can download and listen through the free listener app. Malloy podcast ready soon. Back to Drive You Home again tomorrow right here, Triple M.
Now you're all caught up on the Malloy Drive Show. Why not plan your next getaway with Choice Hotels? With hotels in every state and territory, wherever you're headed, Choice Hotels are there. Visit choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply.